بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters sometimes today people criticize those who want to follow Islam by saying that they take things too literally especially the so-called educated people, they say that you are taking the word of the Quran too literally. Now, I don't know what is the definition of too literal or less literal or more literal. But first and foremost, we have to understand that this is part of our aqidah, that the kalam of Allah, the Quran al-Kareem, is the actual speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a way that suits the majesty and grace of Allah. And what we are reading today is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received. That is what, there is no change in that. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically warned us and told us that there are people who try to make ta'wilat, they try to make all kinds of philosophical elaborations and philosophical theories about the Quran. They make allegories that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, they say, no, but you see, actually it means this, and so on and so forth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that those who do that, this is a sign of a sickness in their hearts. So we accept the kalam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us as He told us without asking how, bila kaif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bi yadihil khair, in His hand there is khair, we accept this, we understand this. We do not say, what is the meaning of the hand of Allah, how is the hand of Allah, we don't ask this question. We also do not say the hand of Allah actually means something else, Allah does not have a hand. Hand means power. No, no, we don't say any of this. Allah said, yad, we believe yad. Khalas. This is our aqidah. This is a very fundamental thing. Now, you might say, what is the benefit of this? What is the benefit of this? Because the benefit of this is it translates to when we now talk about Jannah wa Naar, Jannah and Jahannam, how literally do we believe that or not? Do we believe that there is a location, there is a place, there is a destination called Al-Jannah? For example, if I tell you Los Angeles, and I tell you, well, you know what, actually, Los Angeles is not the name of a particular location or destination. Los Angeles just means city of angels, meaning that it's a beautiful place and it can be anywhere, and it is just that it's a city of angels, meaning a very angelic city and so on and so on. What will you tell me? You will say, Sheikh, you're mad. I mean, you know, there is a place called Los Angeles. Go look on the map. You can catch a flight from here to Los Angeles. It's not an allegorical reference. It does not mean city of angels, meaning blah, blah, blah. I mean, what about Jannah then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Nar. Now, why is that important? Why is it important for us to have complete and total yaqeen that this exists? Because we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us there, right? Now see, look at this for example. For a person to become a medical doctor, and Dr. Saad is sitting here, so that's why I thought of this example. For a person to become a medical doctor in this city, in this country, takes roughly 35 years. Right? By the time he is or she is fully qualified to practice and so on, they are 35 years old. So it doesn't take 35 years fully, but meaning that, you know, from the time they start and so on, so you are looking at easy 20 plus years or 15, 18 years of study. Now think about this. Why does somebody invest 18, 19, 20 years of their life in something with nothing to show for it during that period of time? Whatever is going to come will come after that. Why do they do that? Because they have certainty that this will lead to something good for me. I will become a medical doctor once. There's no doubt in the mind of the person who, if he had doubt, he would never pass the exam. I mean, the kind of logging they have to do, the kind of, you know, rigorous study, right? Similarly, you start a business. You're working very, very hard, day and night, the shop has to open on time, come rain or sunshine, doesn't matter, work. Why? Because you believe that there is benefit for me from this. All effort depends on the degree to which we believe in the benefit. Now, my question to myself and you is, how real is Jannah? How real is Jannah to us? Because if Jannah is real, then the question I must ask myself is, how am I working to gain this Jannah? If it is real, then I am working. If medical qualification and an MD degree is real, so I work for it. My business is real, so I work for it. But if I tell you, Jannah is real to me. So you ask me, Sheikh, you are telling me Jannah is real. So what in your life can tell me, can show me or show you that Jannah is real? What is it you are doing in your life to show this proof that Jannah is real? What can I say? Think about the Sahaba, for example. Such beautiful stories when you read the Seerah. In one place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Jannah, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all of this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Jannah, there will be palaces which will be floating in the air. In the air, not on the ground. They're floating in the air. Now, think about this. If somebody tells you this, that there is a palace floating in the air, my instant response would be, how is it possible? How can that happen? You know what the Sahaba said? Nobody said, how is it possible? They said, Ya Rasulallah, how will I enter that palace? The fact that the Nabi alayhi salam said something, this is true, was a given. Khalas, we don't ask, how is it possible? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a palace floating, it is floating. Khalas. My question is, how can I get in there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how do the birds get into their nest? Ya Rasulullah, we will fly. Why not? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the signs of the last days. And one of them, he said, a day will be the duration of a year. What is the Sahaba's question? How is it possible? Will the earth slow down fast? No. The question is what? Ya Rasulullah, if one day is equal to 1 year, how will we pray during that 1 day? Because 5 salat in 1 day. This day is now equivalent of 365 days. How will we pray? The focus is always on my action in that situation to get the maximum benefit. Now, this was the benefit of the reality of Jannah. I want to end with one of the most beautiful stories in the Seerah. One day, a young boy came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the masjid, and he was crying. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my father left me a small plot of land, a date orchard, and I want to put a wall around it. And there is one tree in the middle there which belongs to my neighbor. And I asked my neighbor to allow me to take the wall around the tree. He said, no, that tree is mine. So I said, sell me the tree. He said, no, I won't sell you the tree. Tree is mine. So now I don't know what to do. The name of the neighbor was Abi Lubaba radiallahu anhu. He was also Muslim. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sent for him. He came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said to him, help this boy. You know, give him this tree. What is the big deal? One tree. He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I will not give it. It's my tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, yes, it is your tree. Okay, so sell the tree to him. Give it to the boy. He said, no. Wallah alam, what happens to people? May Allah protect us from such things. He's a Muslim. He's not a munafiq or anything. But that day, whatever was in his mind. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said to him, sell that tree to me and I will promise you a tree in Jannah. Now, what is the meaning of this? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I promise you a tree in Jannah, what is this? This is bashara for Jannah for the man, right? You're not going to be sitting in Jahannam and saying, you know what, you're telling your people the Jahannam, you know what, I got a tree in Jannah. No, tree in Jannah for you means you are in Jannah. Allah knows what happened. Abi Lubaba radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want this, I will not sell the tree, and he left. He walked away. Now, this whole story, there was another Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Abu Dahda Al-Ansari. He was there in the masjid. He saw this whole thing happening. So as soon as Abi Lubaba left, Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if I get this tree for you, will you promise me the same thing? Tree in Jannah. Huh? See the reality of Jannah for these people. This is an absolute real thing. Right? If I give you one tree, my brother, Zulfiqar, will you give me that tree? It's like this. Absolute reality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Abu Dahda al-Ansari went behind Abi Lubaba. By the time Abi Lubaba was in the market, he stopped him. And he said to him, sell that tree to me. Abi Lubaba said, what's wrong with you? I did not sell it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why will I sell it to you? He said, no, listen to me first. He said, who am I? What do you know about me? He said, I know you. You are Abu Dahda. What I know about you and what everybody in Medina knows about you is that you have the most valuable date orchard in this place, which has 650 bearing date palms, and it has your house there, you live there, it has a well of sweet water, and the whole garden is got a wall around it, so it is secure. We all know this about you. You are famous. Abu Dahda al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said to him, yes, that is correct. Now, I have a proposal for you. My proposal is, sell me that tree in exchange for my garden. So, Abu Lubaba said, what is this? You're crazy or something? You're telling me that you will give me your whole garden, 650 date trees, house, well, everything for one tree? He said, yes. He said, you're serious? Now, imagine, by that time, there is a bunch of people collected around. Everybody is watching the story. He said, you're serious? He said, yeah, I'm serious. He said, you will not go back on your word? He said, no, I will not go back on your word. He said, okay, all of these people are witnesses? He said, yes, they are witnesses. He said, okay, sold. Now, yaqeen in Jannah versus yaqeen in the dunya. Abu Dahda al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said, thanked him. He went to his date garden. He stood outside. He called his wife, Ya Umma Dahda. She came out of the house. He said, bring the children, bring our things. We are leaving. She said, where are we going? He said, I have sold this date garden to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, for how much? He said, for one tree in Jannah. Now, what will any woman say? Think about it. See, the thing about reading this story is not just a story. Just put yourself in that place. What will the woman say? The woman say, you are nuts. You are a crazy man. What's wrong with this? We live here. This is our home, house. One tree in Jannah. What is this? Pie in the sky. I mean, you know. What does Umm Dahda radhiyallahu anha, what does she say? He said, we sold this garden to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for one tree in Jannah. What does she say? She says, Subhanallah. What a bargain. Alhamdulillah. She just lost her house. She just lost the roof over her head. The woman says, Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. This is the meaning of iman. This is the meaning of yaqeen on the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come out of there. As they are coming out, the muarriqeen have written that one little boy, he had a date in his mouth. He's living in a date garden. What will he eat? She put her finger inside, took it out, threw it and said, we have sold this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't eat. They all went to the masjid. Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu says to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes there, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I bought the tree for you. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, the tree you promised me, it is there, no? I mean, this is the beauty. The Sahaba were not superhuman angels. They were human beings. Right? I won't say like us because they are not like us. But they were human beings. Their hearts also felt fear. Their hearts also felt hope and sadness and happiness. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I got the tree for you. The tree in Jannah you promised me, it is there, no? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Abu Dahda, I promised you one tree. But when you came here, your Rabb showed me your Jannah. And he said, your Rabb has filled your Jannah with trees. He said, I promised you one tree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled the Jannah with trees for you. This is the meaning of yaqeen. When we have yaqeen, we work for it. The proof of the yaqeen is the action, is the amal. If there is no amal, then the yaqeen has to be doubted. I'm talking about myself. We don't doubt somebody else's yaqeen. That's not our job. My own yaqeen. If I say I have yaqeen in Jannah, if I say I have yaqeen in the Yawmul Akhirah, if I say I have yaqeen in the accounting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I have yaqeen in, is there a reflection of that in my a'mal? If the a'mal are there, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to forgive us, we ask Allah to help us with the a'mal, we are weak. But if the a'mal are missing, completely not there, then we have to correct ourselves and make istighfar and tawbah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to earn His promises. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pull the yaqeen of His promises in our hearts, to strengthen our hearts and to enable us to dedicate our entire lives to only one goal, and that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and to grant us the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdausul Ala insha'Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.